Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Harry Styles' red booty shorts in Berlin, Peppa Pig's mom getting pregnant for $5,000, Corey naming other people's dogs at the dog park, and why you shouldn't keep your cups face down, ass up in the cupboard. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, world.
It's a woman's world, and you're lucky to be living in it. Not in Trump's America.
Well, America's not the world. Get that through your stupid little thick brain.
It's my world.
Okay.
It's where I am.
Me too. Yeah, I'm here in America. Can you believe it?
I can see your background. I know where you are.
Another beautiful day in America. Hey, Trump's selling Trump 2028 hats on his website. It's a good sign. Things are going well in America. Don't worry, everybody.
Well, that sounds great.
You think he's going to live that long?
One can hope.
What are you hoping for?
Legally, I can't say what I'm hoping for.
I, for one, love and support all of our oligarchy overlords. So, you know, it's good. Whatever happens, praise be and allegiance pledged. Oh, when we were pledging allegiance, that was crazy of us. They were having little five-year-olds pledge allegiance to a flag. Girl. Stop it.
I don't see these 2028 hats. Did you get fake newsed?
No, I saw it on Pop Crave. So. They said it's a joke.
No, but
everything
you're a
has
liar.
Been a joke. The nomination was a joke. The candidacy was a joke. God, it's all been a joke until it wasn't.
His merch is, oh my God. He has a merch hat that's a white hat with a red MAGA hat on the white hat. Did you get it?
The hat on the hat?
It's a hat. It's a picture of a red hat on a white.
Who even wears a hat on a hat?
It's giving wig under wig.
Roxy Andrews tea.
Well, he sells Gulf of America shirts. There's a picture of him kissing a flag.
Enough.
He made the camo hat that they made fun of Walls and Kamala for making. Yeah, they got a little bit of everything.
Thanks. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's my official review.
Okay, so what'd you buy?
Nothing. I can't afford it. I'm not a woman. I can't get $5,000 for giving birth.
Okay. But you can give plasma and you can give cum.
That's true. But haven't you seen all the, it's been a big year for cum influencers saying, I'm mad that I donated sperm and now I have 80 children.
Oh my God. It could happen to you. As somebody who's so fertile, I just feel like it could happen to me. I'm hoarding.
Hoarding what?
Either cum or children. I don't. Well, are cum children? I don't know. No, they're not. Let me have. Okay, so recently I rewatched Look Who's Talking Now's opening sequence. Have you ever seen it?
It's the sperm, and it's like voiceover sperm swimming toward an egg.
Yeah.
And they're all, get out of here, scram, it's my turn. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, how old was I watching that? That was like probably the,
I saw
the most.
In the theater.
No, you did not.
My dad took me to see it in the theater.
That shit was crazy. I was way too young, but I guess, you know, sex ed is important.
Which
I don't know.
Which one came out first? Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, well, you can't Look Who's Talking Now unless you Look Who's Talking.
Which one has the sperm scene? Regular or Now? Is it Now with dogs?
So there are dogs involved, but there's also one where there's like maybe there's a little sibling. Look Who's Talking. Look Who Keeps On Talking.
I need to go to the Look Who's Talking Cinematic Universe webpage.
Oh my God. I just found myself on the Peppa Pig family tree webpage. And let me just say, that family is crazy. You got Grandma Pig. Well, sorry, Granny Pig. You got Grandpa Pig. They had Mummy Pig. Mummy Pig got together with Daddy Pig. They had Peppa Pig and George Pig. And did you know Mummy Pig is pregnant right now?
Permanently?
No.
She wants the $5,000 baby boom package that's offered by the Trump Vance campaign.
Yeah, well, it was dangled in front of her, a little pig snout, and she went, and she took the loads from Daddy Pig.
Sure, ma'am. I want to know if you're getting the $5,000 for having a baby from Trump and Vance, do you get it as soon as you pee on the stick?
Well, that is when they think a baby is born.
That's my point, ladies.
Let's get this $5,000 deposited right when when Daddy Pig's load is in me. that $5,000 better hit the direct deposit. Who's, when he direct deposits. You know what I'm saying?
Whose family tree is more confusing, the Duggars or the Pigs?
The Duggars, for sure. The Peppa Pig family tree is not so confusing. Like, the only side track that we have in the whole family tree is Daddy Pig has a brother named Uncle Pig. Well, he's not Uncle Pig to anybody except Peppa Pig and George Pig. But
Peppa Pig is the star. I don't understand why you're so confused. You said this is a confusing family tree. So far, everyone's named Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, and Uncle. How are you confused? Yeah.
Well, here's my problem with it. Once you kill off Peppa Pig, and I will.
This little piggy went to
who
market.
Who are these pigs without their relation to Peppa? Because everyone's name is Mummy, Daddy, Uncle, Auntie, Granny, Grandpa. These aren't names. These are relations to Peppa.
Some people just go by Granny and Uncle.
No, not to Mummy doesn't call Granny. Mummy calls Granny something else, certainly.
You don't know that those aren't their names. I'm sorry you don't.
Mummy.
I'm sorry you don't. You don't know if those are their names. You just don't.
Well, Peppa has a cousin named Chloe Pig.
Yeah, wow.
Don't we all?
I feel so... No, you have a dog niece named Chloe Pig.
I do. No, I think that's my brother or my sister or something. That dog's my sister, technically. If I had a dime for every sister that was a dog.
Yes.
If I had a dime for every dog that was a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I went to the dog park yesterday. It's fun just to name other people's dogs.
Okay, you're about to piss me off. Because, you know, I have a strict, if you don't have a dog, don't come in the dog park rule.
This is a park. This is not what
is
you
it a dog?
Is this is not what you have.
So when you said it's a dog park, do you mean a dog park or do you mean a park?
it's a park that a lot of people have taken over an area that they claim is specific for dogs, but it's not fenced in any capacity.
Okay. Okay. You're allowed in then.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but if you come to the dog park in
go in the fenced in area.
Go in the fenced in area without a dog, as if it's some type of like petting zoo. Get the hell out. You're tempting fate, and the only individual that's going to be harmed by you being there is my dog, because you're putting it in danger of it reacting to somebody who doesn't belong in there, and it's going to get in trouble because of your nonsense. Get out. Don't pet my dog.
Isn't your dog more likely to attack another dog than just a person sitting watching? Or what do these people do? Are they wandering around?
I'm sorry.
Are they bending and petting?
Bending and petting. The girls are bending and petting. I saw a woman yesterday sit down in the dog park. I wanted to be like, do you know all the piss that is soaking into your pants?
What's that? What's that ground made of?
Turf, mama.
Is it turf?
Turf, mama.
Oh. You call it piddle?
Piddle?
Oh, he piddled in the turf.
No, that's piss.
Some people say piddle, mama.
Piddle, mama?
Yes.
No, piss, mama. Peppa Pig, piddle, mama. Well, Mummy Pig is a Peppa Pig.
It's Mummy, first of all.
Mummy Pig, piddle. No, Daddy Pig piddled his piss into Mummy Pig.
So anyways, this is just a normal park. Anyone walking down the sidewalk might not even know that it's a dog park if you go at a time when people aren't there with dogs.
Okay.
But so we were there, we were with dogs, mind you. I didn't have one. I was with people who had dogs. All the dogs are running around. So it was a fun game to name the other people's dogs. And boy, when a lot of people finally introduced us to their dogs, did their dogs have the wrong name?
Okay. So what was the dog's name and what was the dog supposed to be named?
So there was a big old chonking bulldog, sort of chonky, thick boy, you know?
Yeah.
Very cute. Very multi. It was giving multicolored. It was like white, but it had like calico. Can dogs be calico?
Sure.
It was giving tank. It was giving roller skating dog. What would you picture this distinguished gentleman to be named?
Well, do you like human names for dogs, or do you want it to be named like, you know, like...
I will go on the record and say I hate human names for dogs. I've said it before that one time I met a dog named Rachel and I've just never recovered.
Okay. Well, so then what? You want it to be named Spot?
No, like Chunk or like... I mean, I guess Brutus would work in this instance, but like nobody's
okay.
These days nowadays, no one's named Brutus. No offense if you're listening, Brutus.
Okay. I don't know. Somebody introduced their dog the other day at the dog park as Aristotle, and I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Just kind of relax a little.
Right.
Like, but then again, I had to be like, and here's Crouton.
Well, this woman came over because her doodle kept like her doodle loved me, and he kept coming and like walking.
Wait! Don't try to tell me about a doodle when I'm thinking about Brutus Maximus over here.
Well, you want to know what his name was?
Yes,
Yoshi. I thought, yeah, fucking that's, right.
That's so incorrect.
I thought you look nothing like a Yoshi. I'm sorry, your owner did that to you, Yoshi.
Okay. Maybe it was the pronunciation. Maybe it's, you know, a silent J. Like, truly, their name was Joshua.
No. The owner came over and said, Yoshi, stop eating the dirt.
Yoshi's short for Joshua.
So then there I was, and this woman had this very demure, very mindful, very peaceful, beautiful white doodle. And it had bangs and, like, a little mohawk. It looks sassy. And he kept walking between my legs, like just standing between my leg, coming up behind me and standing between my legs. And so I was petting him and being nice. And I was like, whose dog is this? And finally, this old woman came out of nowhere and she was all, thank you for being kind to my dog. And I was all, what was the other option?
A nice punt.
Are there people mean to her dog? It made me really sad.
Okay, what's the dog's name? The doodle.
Well, the doodle's name was Hector. And to be fair, I thought it was a woman at first. I thought it was a woman dog.
Okay.
Hector, the bangs and the mohawk was giving Hector a little woman dog look.
Bangs and a mohawk?
Yeah.
Pick a struggle.
No, it was a good look. I wanted a hair tie. I wanted a high side pony Hector.
That's illegal in 30 states.
Well, he was cute. So anyways, there I was at the dog park. Ugh, someone had a dog just running around humping everyone's dog. We were looking around being like...
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, listen.
Let the dogs hump. They're just playing. I hate when people at the dog park are like freaking out about any dog humping any dog, their dog. It's like they're not trying to get the 5K from Trump. They're just playing. They're just trying to initiate play.
Okay, well, can I tell you if you liked this or didn't like this?
I guess you can tell me if I liked this or didn't like this. Sure.
So there it is, this little dog. It's actually, it looked like a Chloe, but it was black and gray. So there's Chloe running around, no owner in sight, going up to dogs, sniffing, starting to play, start humping. And then the other dogs are like, okay, knock it off. And then this little bitch is fighting. And then she's fighting. He's all, if you're not going to let me hump, I'm going to fight.
Well, that's life, baby.
And we saw like multiple people have to pick their dog up and walk away. And we're all looking like, who owns that little Chloe? I don't know to this day.
Some people just kind of drop their dog off and don't really pay attention. What a blessing it must be to have a dog like that. I have to keep my eye on Crouton at all times. At any moment, anything can go crazy.
Well, he's a Puerto Rican poppy. Used to be a deacon.
Used to be a deacon. I know that's right. Well, he is Puerto Rican. I sometimes try to speak Espanol un poco.
To Crouton specifically?
It doesn't. Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Yes. Mi gente. I do try to, you know, the mother tongue. Nope. But it doesn't really hit him in a way that, or he ignores me. A lot is possible.
Well, no is the same in both languages.
See, 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 see.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
I went to the antique
outlet
place.
Did you get? What'd you get?
It's no outlet.
What'd you do? Fart?
I'll give you.
Were you honey, crop dusted at the antique show?
So there is this.
I didn't get an answer.
Let me get to it. There is this place called King Richard's. I think King Richard's Antique something. I don't know. Check the gifts I send you in Pokemon Go. It'll say where it was. Okay. Whittier. You ever been to Whittier?
I've heard about it. Is that where Cash Creek Casino is?
I don't know. They've got a Raising Cane's. That's all I know.
And?
Well, there I was.
Crier I was. Dustin in Whittier.
Hell yeah. It's got three floors. It's like a huge, 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 huge experience because like every section is like a little booth that people can decorate and make themes, you know, for their little booth of what's on sale. They're not there to sell their stuff. So it's like, it's nice. It's like you can wander through booths. Everything is labeled and marked and priced and you can just take anything from any booth into your basket and take it up to the register. And, you know, you don't have people hovering over you at their booths like it's a flea market or something. It's like you can really just peruse.
And be with the fleas.
And I was perusing. I found four new sets of salt and pepper shakers to add to my collection.
You bought all four?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Damn.
They were appropriately priced. I got, let's see, I got an eggplant set. I got this little ceramic set that's like the salt is a man and the pepper is a lawnmower. And so like they kind of go together and he's pushing the lawnmower.
That's cute.
Uh-huh. And he's wearing a shirt that says Born to Mow. I'm like, okay, girl, relax. And then I got a fork and a spoon, anthropomorphic fork and spoon, with faces and arms and legs.
Was it
and
giving
one is the?
Was it giving that stupid spoon in the Toy Stories?
Yes, that's what it kind of looked like. And
Sporky.
I needed it.
Sporky. What was his name?
Yes. I want to be him. I need to become him. I need to do a transformation stat.
You know I hated that Toy Story.
And then I got, what was my fourth one? Oh, the cutest one. Two little mice. They were gendered. One was coded as female mouse.
How do you know they were gendered? You flipped them over?
No, she was wearing pink. He was wearing blue.
And what does that mean?
She had eyelashes. He did not.
And I have eyelashes and I wear pink.
She was serving puss. Okay, and they, unlike any other salt and pepper shaker set I have, they came with a little stand that was a block of cheese with like spaces for their feet so you could like plop them onto the
giving
cheese
Lego.
It was so cute. And so I got all four.
It was cute despite the gender norms.
Yes.
Were they all at the same retailer?
No, they were all at different little vendors.
Dang.
So I was really searching low and wide and far and near and high. And
you're just walking into every booth saying, y'all got any salt shakers?
No, there's nobody to ask. You have to search for yourself.
Well, who's ringing you up?
Somebody at the register.
What?
What do you mean? Have you not been paying attention? You can crop dust anywhere. There's nobody around except other shoppers. They had a guy in the middle of the whole thing acting like he runs antique roadshow assessments of people's garbage. So there was a line for him and people were like, tell me about the history of this clock. And you could tell he thought he was auditioning for the show because he's like, really? All you have to do is be like, I'd give it $10. But he was like talking about the history.
Did you get anything appraised?
No, I didn't
bring
anything.
You just walked by and judged.
I did.
You walked by and thought he needs a hobby.
Well, he found his hobby.
Yeah, so we're not bullying.
No.
Unless it's a child.
So I got my things and my I keep all my salt and pepper shakers in my kitchen on a charcuterie board. The charcuterie board is full. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm afraid to get shelving for these salt and pepper shakers because a lot of them are ceramic and I live in earthquake central. Okay. I don't need a shaking mishap.
Can't you put a little something on the bottom that kind of is like a gripper?
Ooh, you're not wrong.
I feel like my mom used to have a little bit of gripper in the cupboards and so the cups wouldn't slide. They'd be on the little gripper.
Oh my God. When I went to Coachella, the house I stayed in, all the cups were up. Like the holes of the cups were up.
Up?
Like the cup was up. The hole was on the top of the cup.
All my cups are up.
So what you're telling me is spiders just crawl in and out of your cups when you're not looking?
Well, I don't know any spiders that can open cupboard doors.
You ever seen an octopus kind of fit through a tiny hole?
I've been waiting all day for you to bring up an octopus, so here we go, mama.
Have you? Okay, but I need you to turn all your cups upside down. Hey, listen to me right
now.
Well,
I don't have... I think I would if I had a gripper, but my shelves are barren.
That's fine.
Desperate measures. It feels dirtier to put it up and put it mouth side down on the cupboard drawer without a gripper.
Okay, well, just kind of like...
And my cups are glass. Do you put a glass cup upside down?
Not a single cup of mine...
You drink out of plastic.
...has a gripper. No, my cups are face down, ass up.
Okay.
No gripper. Raw dog in the cabinet. Because I'm not trying to have... cockroaches and spiders and ants.
I don't have bugs in my home. I tell them no.
See,
not
you
for
think
you
that.
Oh my god, this morning This morning, right in front of my front door to my apartment, big old coyote. Can you believe it?
Oh.
The crows,
okay.
The crows that hang out by my apartment acting crazy. I was like, what is going out on there? I went out there, big old coyote, all the crows yelling at it.
Hey, that's, I vaguely remember Grace Helbig saw a coyote or something, and she talked about how that's an omen. This was years ago, so maybe I'm remembering incorrectly.
Well, I mean, like, coyotes she was like, live.
And I know that's right.
So there I was at a restaurant for dinner last night.
Oh, here we go.
And the table behind me, so the table that I was looking at, because I was sitting across from another person, the table that I was facing, this woman said to her friend, oh, I got a book for you to read. And then she's reaching in her purse, and you know I'm nosy because I'm a reader. And she pulls out a book, and it's one that I read last year that I really liked. So I gasp, and then she hears me gasp. And then I tell the person I'm at dinner with, I say, oh, I just love that book she just gave her friend. And she reads my lips. So then she says to her friend, oh, that guy just said he also loves this book that I'm giving you. So now you get two people saying it's great. So then the woman turns around and says, oh, I appreciate you saying it was great. I wouldn't have trusted my friend's opinion without you co-signing it. And I thought, yes, yes. She was joking. And I was like, yes, yes, you're welcome. And so then we're all talking about what the book is. And it's about an octopus.
Oh.
So then we're sitting there. So then they go back to talking amongst themselves. And then we're talking at our own table. But I'm telling them about the octopus book. And then out comes the waitress with our appetizer.
Oh, no.
And do you know what it is?
No, oh, I know.
Octopus. So then those women who see me talking about how I love an octopus book, now I'm eating octopus.
Girl.
Can you believe the violence?
I can believe. I don't want to think too much about it, though, because, like, don't these animals, I just rewatched our episode of Fear Factor on stream yesterday.
What's it streaming on?
I spent $2.99. You'll get get the email receipt.
Now you own it for real.
Yes. I bought it on Prime or something. I don't know. But I watched it on stream, and I kept pausing it to give some, you know, behind the scenes scoop, if you will. But rewatching us eat the bugs.
You ate a bug.
Watching all the people eat all the bugs, it was, I it made me feel, especially after spending all this time pausing to explain just how much care they gave to the snakes, I was like, damn, they really didn't care about these bugs, even though those are souls.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. And an octopus, no less? An octopus has the brain capacity of a Peppa Pig.
And multiple hearts, I believe.
Girl.
I
don't know.
I bet it died of gnat causes.
Gnat?
Oh, no, short for natural.
Oh, I thought it was short for gnat with a G.
You were wrong. It's gnat.
Gnat. I hate gnats. So, what the hell is a gnat?
So then there I was at this other restaurant. I went out to eat twice this weekend.
Girl, the tariffs.
And this restaurant had a menu, but then it was like what do you call it, they all were coming around. You could order from the regular menu, but the whole spiel was they were all coming around with little carts of little things.
Love.
And they were all, yes. Do you want one of these? And then if you said yes, there was a little like check sheet on your table, and they would mark it off, and you would pay at the end. So it was giving you want a little of this, you want a little of that. So you really had a few waiters and waitresses. Yes.
I'm raising my hand. I'm polite to interrupt. Thank you. Is that where a la carte comes from?
Probably. But the restaurant wasn't called a la carte.
I know, but like the that's a phrase, right?
A la carte. Yes, a la carte.
Okay. So what'd you get? A la carte.
So there we are. And so then this gay waiter comes over. And we knew he was gay. He was giving gay. He was giving people, the people know I'm gay and I'm gay. And so he comes over and he's all, I feel like I can, while he's got his little meatball cart, he's all, I feel like you're a table I can share this story with. And he's all, the girl at the table over there. I told her, love your shoes. And she told me, I have a boyfriend. So wait, he's in the middle of that story and we're all laughing. And then our actual waitress who's been doing our like drinks and stuff.
Oh, you're laughing.
She comes.
Oh, you're laughing. She has a boyfriend and you're laughing.
So the drink waitress comes over and she's all, what are y'all laughing about? Is he vamping? And then he's all tells her the story and she looks at us and she goes, he makes up this story every night for every table.
She clocked her teeth.
And then it was kind of awkward. And then it was kind of awkward for all involved.
So you're telling me he threw another table under the bus?
Yes.
As a lie.
It's his shtick.
Then he does this. It's a shtick he does all the time.
With gay tables. He's vamping.
He's vamping. He's creating a little bit of rapport for the tippage.
He was offended. She was all again. And he was all, no, it really happened. And she was all, oh, this happens quite a bit to you.
Girl. Well, maybe he's always vamping with the straight women, telling him he loves their shoes, despite not loving their shoes.
I don't. Maybe he put on his straight drag and pretended so he could set up the whole story. I don't know. It was awkward. It was like mom and dad fighting. And I was like, can we just pay for our meatballs?
Ooh, were they fennel?
Oh my God, babe. No, they weren't. The meatballs were incredible.
Good. I don't like fennel in the meatball.
Ooh, it was good. I would go back. I would go back and order less from the menu and more from the little carts they push around.
Okay.
Although,
yeah, well, she's.
Now I've been to two restaurants in the last month and they're very big into selling. Well, I think it's sister restaurants. On their dessert menu, they have a peanut shot, non-alcoholic. And they're all, you gotta try this peanut juice.
That's a no for me, dog.
And then they bring out a brown liquid in the shot glass, and it's supposed to be a dessert, and it's peanut milk. But you know what it tastes like? Cereal milk. You know milk at the end of a cereal?
Yes.
It's giving that.
I like that. I don't know if I would order it.
We got it for free because one of our meals took too long. We didn't ask, they offered.
That's nice. I like that.
Well, that's all my stories for the weekend. Me eating out. You ever dine? You ever dine in?
I've been doing it.
You piddling, mama.
All I had to discuss was Harry Styles and his red booty shorts spotted in Berlin.
I didn't see him. Why didn't you link me?
Girl, just google.com it.
Harry,
he's in his booty. He's in these red booty shorts. You don't even see his face. He's at the, like, you know, the counter at the hotel, and everyone's quote tweeting it, being like, "Oh, Benson Boone better be shaking. He's coming back, mama."
That's all. I was thinking Benson Boone is swerving a little into that lane.
Swerving into, he hijacked a car in the lane.
He reheated his nachos.
He jump-started his vehicle.
I like how his hips popped out in this picture, mama. He's got a little
He's got a little sugar in his tank. Watermelon sugar.
If he told the girls he liked their shoes, they wouldn't tell him they had a boyfriend.
Okay. Sure. Yes. We didn't discuss the Drag Race All-Stars 10 casting. Should we do it next week?
Here's what I have to say.
No, save it for next
Here's
week.
Here's what I have to say.
Okay.
Okay, we can wait.
Let's save it. Let's save it. When does it premiere?
Not this Friday, but next Friday, I believe, or two Fridays, the 14th or some shit.
We've got time, and there may be many updates before then, so we'll discuss it next week. And I certainly will have a meet the queens by then. I need to meet who these queens are.
It's already aired, you fool.
Oh.
You fool.
Okay. Well, I need to meet them. I haven't met them.
All right.
All right, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me eating out, dining in, piddling on the floor.
Okay. You can find me artificially inseminating my pigs for $5,000.
Great. Love that for you. Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.